Young.
My name is Bob Young, detective with the Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
The reason I'm here is regarding the incident at Kinney's on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you work at the 76 station out there.
Yeah.
Were you working that day?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you must realize by now what happened out there. What I need to know is exactly what you saw out there.
Okay.
Starting where you were. I got a little kind of a diagram of the area here. This would be the 76 station, and this is the island where the gas pumps are.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you at?
I was. See, there's like one pump right here,
uh-huh.
And there's one right here.
Right.
I was standing about right there.
Like right between the two pump stations?
Yeah, and then, you know, here's where she drove in like this. And then I walked over here, and I stand right there. And then,
That was where the deputy car was then?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the car was.
It was pretty tempting.
Good,
Mr. J. How you doing?
And then, I started pulling, and I started getting shot by now.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
out here,
she looked around the corner a couple times, and then she started looking
well,
at here.
Well, that I agree.
She looked down the corner again, she started
walking
over
there.
Yeah,
I mean, she's seen a lot of kids here, and making a lot of home
when
calls.
When she got
here, she gets some kids
uh-huh.
in class, but
she started
right
here.
I think we need to stand on that quite heavily.
Instead of walking, and the odds ran out like this.
How many of you?
About four or five.
Okay.
Four. Could you tell what they looked like at all?
No, she'll look at you like she's another time. Time.
Were they, could you tell how they dressed or anything?
Yeah, they had like black clothes on. A couple of them had cut off.
They might be on Benito.
Okay.
Something like that. And then,
yeah, right. Hey, I'll see you. Okay,
he got shot, he was going to be over there. And then, okay, so she was right here. And then they ran out like this.
All four of them came out together?
Yeah. Okay. And then she started walking out, and then she's like, kind of trotting. And she told him to stop a bunch of times and freeze. And then.
Did they stop at all?
No, not at all. And then, and then she started coming this way, and then. When they got about right here, She told them to stop. She's like right here, and then I just said stop or I'll shoot. Mm-hmm. And then she shot, and then a couple went around the corner, and that guy dropped.
Did they stop and look over their shoulder or anything at her?
They were kind of running, going like this.
Kind of looking over their shoulder while they're running.
Yeah.
Do you think they saw her at all?
Yeah, because that's why they ran.
You could hear her yell pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy that got shot, was he the last one in line?
Yeah. And there was like a couple on the side of him and a few of them in front of him.
Okay. Did you see where his hands were, the guy that got shot?
Looked like he was running like this, trying to run and push the other guys out of the way.
Okay. Did they say anything to her? Didn't say nothing, sure. How many times do you think she told them to stop?
About five times.
Five times, and they didn't stop at all, they just kept running. After the shot was fired, you said the guy just dropped?
Well, he flew pretty far.
He kind of dived forward or fell forward? Or
yeah, he kind of went forward.
Like his momentum kept him going or something?
Yeah.
Okay. When he went down, then what happened?
Then I saw one guy, she went around the corner, she said stop or I'll shoot again. And one of them went around, there was a car parked right here.
Uh-huh.
And one of them went around the car.
Like in this, which one of these slots?
The first one right here.
Okay, there's a car parked there.
And then one of them went around the car like this and just laid down on the ground right here.
Okay. This would be a car parked here. Okay. Where did the guy got shot, where did he drop at? Like by the corner?
About right here, I think.
Okay. So the suspect dropped here. And when she, when they were right around, just before turning the corner, that's when she yelled at him the last time to stop. Mm-hmm. How much time do you think there was between the last time she told him to stop and when she fired?
Okay.
I know it's been kind of a long time.
She said stop, and then she pumped her gun, and then she shot.
Okay. When?
Because they were practically around the corner.
At what, you know what I call racking a shotgun is? Well, you know how they rack, they go ching ching and
yeah.
At what point did she rack the shotgun? Do you remember that at all?
Right before she shot.
Okay. That would be when they're still in this area here. Okay. Did you see any of these guys make any kind of indications that they had weapons towards her? They turn and point their fingers or anything in their hands or anything like that you could see?
I don't know, because there was a bunch of them, but...
They're all running as a group, huh? It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
And you think the guy that got shot was kind of urging, pushing along to get him out of the way?
Yeah.
Do you remember them saying anything as they're running along?
No, I don't.
I just talked to your mother on the phone and told her there was no problem with talking to me. So. Your mom's got my card right at the door yesterday.
Yeah.
If she has any questions at all, just ever give me a call. Okay. If she has any questions at all, just ever give me a call. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Brian. Called Linda today. She called or they need to talk to her. She did go around and leave, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
too bad.
That's tough.
Yeah, sure is. So today's 27?
27.
950.
Is it pretty accurate?
Yeah. Okay. Well, almost all the witnesses told pretty much the same story.
That's good for me.
I hope so. I can't really say one way or the other. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Bob.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You. Nice meeting you.
Take care.
Uh-huh.